And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is partial area farmer Denise Bilodeau. And Denise, we're talking the H2A program in both reports this week. How do you go about selecting workers? Are they assigned?
So we work with an agency here in the U.S. to properly vet the workers that want to come to the U.S. to work. We give them our job description. Then we also will work with that agency in another country looking for their experience that they've had. The problem we have run into, though, is not everyone is accurate in their description of their abilities. And for many years, we have had some long-term stable employees that have stayed with us for a long time.
All right, good stuff, Denise. Hey, we'll have more on the H2A program when we come back.
Cattle producers, March 26th at 1 p.m. is the annual Glasgow Angus Bull Sale at the Wild Rose Fire Hall. Featuring superior performance, durability, docility, and powerful pedigrees, this outstanding set of Black Angus Bulls are backed by more than 50 years of Glasgow Angus maternal excellence. They are bred to thrive and built to last. Parentage, genetics, and full data on every bull is provided prior to sale day. Check out GlasgowAngus.com or DV Auction. Be there March 26th at the Wild Rose Fire Hall. Attention cattlemen, the 22nd annual Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale is coming up on Saturday, March 28th at the Rugby Livestock Auction. Selling will be 50 Angus, Balancer and Gelvie bulls, as well as 35 Balancer and Gelvie heifers. 75% of the offering is homozygous black, 95% homozygous polled, and 40% of the bulls are calving ease. Call us at 701-720-8823 or email rlarnold@gmail.com for more information. That's the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Genetic Progress Sale, March 28th in Rugby.
Talking the H2A program today on Ranching Issues with Denise Bilodeau. And Denise, any improvements you suggest with the program?
I would like to see this H2A program go under the Department of Ag. Here, there's two government agencies involved. You run into just the whole slowing of paperwork. I would like to see us as a farming entity to get a 3 to 5 year permit, so we don't have to prove that every year to the Department of Labor. I would like to see workers that come to us, that if they should decide to leave us in the middle of the night, which has happened to everybody that I know of, that they have to go back to their home country and reapply to come back. I think that would take out a lot of this shuffling around for maybe an extra 50 cents on the hour wage.
All right, Denise, thanks so much for your time. Hey, that concludes this edition. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Glasgow Angus Bull Sale, by the Cranview Gelvie and Angus Production Sale, and by Margaritaville on Fort Myers Beach.